Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Caboo Texas Music and Comedy Festival studios, the Turn It On, Leave It On continues with Ben and Skin right here on The Fan.
All right, joining us now is absolute sports royalty. We love her. She's immediately classing up the joint just by being on with us. We refer to her sometimes as the first lady of DFW sports, the great Charlotte Jones Anderson. How are you doing today, Charlotte?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. Actually, a little wet today. We have our big golf tournament today, yep. So it's been a little soggy out here at the Cowboys Club. So,
have you guys been able to get any golf in and out there at all, or is it just
you know what? Well, our first round was just completely underwater, but our second round got off, and right now they're having, well, I don't know, some sloppy success, I guess. I think they're hitting more into puddles than they are anything else, but we're still giving it a go.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. Charlotte, would love to get, we got a lot of things to talk to you about, but would love to get your thoughts so far as to how the Cowboys offseason has gone. I mean, getting DeMarcus Lawrence signed was obviously a big deal, and there's still some more guys that y'all are talking to. How do you feel from a football standpoint things are going this offseason for you?
Do you know what? I think it's been, well, awesome. You mentioned the biggest part with DeMarcus getting his deal getting done and him coming back and, you know, just the energy that he brings and the intensity that he brings. I think, obviously, that was a priority for us, a big one and a significant one. And that's certainly something that we're thrilled that we're in this position now. With Jason coming back, you know, that certainly brings a lot of strong leadership back into the locker room. I think what's been most impressive has been how the guys, when Jason left, how that locker room evolved in terms of leadership. I think I've probably been most impressed by Zeke and what he has done from last year and into this offseason of, like, really stepping up from a leadership standpoint. We all know Dak is an amazing leader, but, you know, Zeke has really been that guy that's probably had the most growth in that area. And, you know, there's just a lot of really good energy. And I think having Amari and his skill that has really, you know, made us a better team. And, you know, I think that we were all so comfortable that although the draft was a little anxious and maybe a little slow in that first round, since we really didn't have much going on, knowing that that's what we got in the first round certainly makes us feel good about next year and where we are.
And I love what you guys did on social media, you know, recreating the first pick and having it be Amari Cooper. That was great. And speaking of the draft, one of my favorite we cherish a lot of the special times we get to have with your dad and some of the great things he says. And boy, yeah, he didn't disappoint this year again. He said if they bite as a puppy, they're going to bite as a dog or something like that. Was fantastic. But my favorite part, I think, was when he called Connor McGovern and he didn't say this is Jerry Jones. He said this is Jones. And I want to get your thoughts on that. Have you ever heard him just throw down this is Jones?
Well, I have to say I have heard that before, but you know what? It kind of never surprises us either. I think that the greatest thing about my dad is he certainly makes for good radio, and he certainly makes for great entertainment. When we honored him at the Hall of Fame, I put this video together that was all about Jerryisms, is what we actually coined the phrase of all these crazy things that come out of his mouth that we've said, oh, that's another Jerryism, and he's full of them, but they actually come at like really significant moments that end up telling a really great story. So there's probably a book there somewhere that I think that the three of us, as Steve and Jerry and I, are all, you know, that we laugh about when we hear another great story. And you would think at the ages of 77 that you would be done hearing new stories. Well, there's still more stories to come. And that's what keeps us all on our toes, I think.
That is a deep, deep vault indeed. Okay, Charlotte, so, you know, we've been around you here in the Metroplex for a long time, so we know you as one of the most prominent and important sports executives in sports, but because you are female, people say she's one of the best female executives in all of sports, and I'm curious if that means anything to you in terms of, do you feel an extra responsibility? Would you not like to be looked at in that regard? Would you rather just be considered an executive? How do you feel about the way people talk about that?
Well, you know, first of all, thank you. And I do consider that a compliment. And obviously, I think what I look forward to the day most is when that part is actually dropped and you're just considered an important executive in the world of sports. And I think that's the goal of a lot of females in a lot of different positions through a lot of different disciplines, that, you know, you just want to be the best at your job regardless of gender. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, I don't want to be in Sports Illustrated for women. I just want to be in Sports Illustrated. And I think a lot of athletes that strive to be at the top of their game feel the same way. A lot of female athletes feel the same way, that they just want to be recognized for their talent. But at the same time, I certainly appreciate the recognition and appreciate the fact that the landscape of sports is changing to allow more and more women to be able to be in that same workplace and making their contributions right alongside with everyone else. So, you know, hopefully that day will come where that's actually not needed. But, you know, until then, I hope that I, you know, set an example that inspires other women to get involved and to go out and, you know, reach for the things that are important to them and not let anything get in their way in order to achieve it.
Well, you absolutely are. And Skin and I are both dads raising daughters. So thank you for making this world a better place for our little girls, too, down the road.
Thank
so
you.
God bless you for that. Okay, let's talk about the Kaboom Music Festival, man. Very exciting. And it's here in town this weekend. And so tell us everything we need to know about this bad boy. We are stoked.
You know, this is amazing. Okay, so first of all, I think it's really important for everybody to understand nothing has ever been done like this, particularly for us at AT&T Stadium. You know, you typically hear of music festivals out in big open spaces and they're someplace else, but not here actually at a stadium and in its surrounding parking lot. I think that's the biggest thing, is that this is not all inside. I think all of us have gone to concerts and big shows out at AT&T Stadium. That's only one of the stages. There are five other that surround the venue itself, and there are over 100 different acts over the course of 3 days. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, what's your favorite genre, I mean, this truly is an event where my entire family will go. My mom will go because she loves the art. My father will go because his favorite band is Little Big Town, and he loves Girl Crush. That is like his favorite song. You
all right.
Ask me about that one way. Well, someday. So he'll be out there for that. You know, my kids love the DJs in the environment. Dennis Miller's going to be there as a comedian. There's a whole comedy house inside of a tent that we've erected outside. We also, for the first time ever, and I hope it's not the last, but maybe it will be, we built a swimming pool out on the plaza. And if you can imagine kind of a Vegas style swim, you know, setup with DJs, that's actually where DJs will be all day long and surrounding a swimming pool. And so this is, you know, this is not your typical event at AT&T Stadium. So, you know, I think that's the most unique thing about it, is all the different experiences that are going to be happening all at the same time.
Okay, Charlotte. So on our show, our co-producer and board op, Shippy, is in his late 20s, and he's in that uptown scene. And when you said that there was going to be DJs around a Vegas-style pool, I looked back there, and boy, his head shifted a little bit, like, interesting. So you guys really do have something for everybody, but I've always had in my mind, I don't know if this is true, that your favorite artist is Bon Jovi. You're a huge Bon Jovi fan, right?
I am a huge Bon Jovi fan. So, you know, I have to admit, he will not be there, unfortunately. But, you know, if you like classic rock, Kid Rock is going to be performing, Lynyrd Skynyrd. How do you like that?
Yeah.
They're going to be performing the Killers. There's, you know, there's such an array of different people, even the B-52s. So, you know, I'm starting to kind of show my age maybe and some of these things that I actually prefer. But, you know, if you get tired of Kid Rock, you can always go to Ludacris. So, or Flo Rida, you know, we've got to have a little combination of everything. And that's what makes it so fun. And, you know, the other thing is that this is, you know, this is a smaller crowd. We usually have, you know, 100,000 people on game day out for a Cowboys game. You know, we're expecting about 20,000 people a day to be out there throughout the day, which gives a very VIP experience at, you know, $100 a ticket or $99 a ticket, and you can have all of this entertainment and feel like a VIP, not that, you know, a tight enclosed event. It's all like amazing access to everything.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the website. Encourage all of our listeners to go there. It's K-A-A-B-O-O, Texas.com, KabooTexas.com. And you can see all the different acts that are throwing down Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You see all the different things that are going on. And, man, I think folks are going to want to get a ticket to each and every single day of this to just soak it all in. And so with regard to the swimming pool, so do we all need to bring our bathing suits? Or what?
You know, we may see that. We may see a lot of that. You know, I'm not going to be the one to judge if you should actually be in a bathing suit or not. So, you know, you know, live it up, I guess. But, you know, this is the, you know, the great thing about that is that, yeah, that's a unique experience. And that's really what we're trying to do is, you know, we want this venue to be a place where you get to experience things that you've never experienced before. And that's what this festival is all about. And you mentioned the website. I'll also say, if you're going out there, the app is the way to go because it does everything. Oh, for the first time, we're actually going to be ticket cashless. So if you log in and you sign up on the app and you put your information in, you don't have to bring a penny. Everything can be done through your phone. And that's very convenient, especially when you think about an all-day festival of trying to move around. And then it just tells you what's going on every place and how to move around any traffic or that might be out there. But this is not expected to be a heavy, you know, traffic intense event where you're thinking, oh, I've got to get out there an hour early because of the traffic. It's not going to be that way because it's spread out over, you know, the course of the day. And it's just going to be an easy experience to have something, you know, completely different than what you're normally accustomed to.
Well, that sounds really cool, Charlotte. Now, before we let you go, I want to do something. I know Ben does too, because we have a mutual friend and we're all very big fans of this person. And Ben and I have talked about her on the air before, but she does a lot of stuff, and a lot of our listeners don't know about her, but she's one of your ace homie running buddies, and that is the great Laura Beth Seeger.
Yes.
So if you were going to describe to someone that doesn't know who Laura Beth is or what she does, how would you tell them about Laura Beth Seeger?
The most amazing event producer that will produce an experience like you have never been a part of before with the most generous, warming heart of anyone I've ever met.
Well said.
Boom.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
We always say she's as good at her job as anyone in the world is at theirs. It's
yes,
just as simple
absolutely.
As that.
Absolutely. And what is great is when you get into, you know, we've all been to a lot of big and intense events that are really important for very special people. And when you can pull off something like that with such grace and make everybody around you feel so special, that's a very unique talent.
It's a talent that you have as well. And it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. And every time we do, we're like, why isn't Charlotte on our show more often?
No doubt.
We would love to have you on as much as possible. We know you're very busy, but thanks for taking the time. And anytime you feel like jumping on the radio, you always have a home here on the Ben and Skin Show.
Guys, I'd love to come back and visit with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love to talk to you.
Take care. There she goes, Charlotte Jones Anderson. She is just phenomenal.
She's dope.
She is incredible. And, man, I was just looking at KabooTexas.com and a lot of the stuff. They got our friends, the Rehydrate guys out there. Hydro Pros are going to be out
cool.
there. They've got, like,
I'm going to bring my hangover.
They got a salon. I mean, there's a million. It sounds like it's just the best thing to do for people watching.
Dude.
And then, by the way, there's some of the biggest bands in the world are performing. Some
yeah.
of the biggest stand-up comedians are performing. There's going to be food. There's going to be DJs, swimming pools. There's just, it's going to be awesome. And it's at the greatest venue on the planet, Jerry World.
Okay, so when they get that hotel done over there by Texas Live, can mm-hmm. you imagine going to Kaboo Fest next year and just getting a room at the hotel for a couple days? And just
God.
You never have to leave.
It's going to be awesome.